Rob Reiner, Melania Trump got booed at opioid event because she's married to a criminal who's destroying democracy. By Jerome Hudson on November 27, 2019. Left-wing Hollywood actor-director Rob Reiner attacked First Lady Melania Trump after she was booed as she took the stage on Tuesday to speak at a Baltimore high school about the opioid crisis crippling whole swaths of the country. "Don't think I've ever heard of a First Lady being booed. But when you're married to a criminal who's destroying democracy, it comes with the territory," Rob Reiner said. Reiner's toxic tweet attacking Mrs. Trump came mere hours after his regularly scheduled screed, in which he ceaselessly attempts to justify the impeachment of President Donald Trump. "There is no question, this president is a criminal who has committed voluminous impeachable offenses. The evidence is overwhelming," Reiner said on Monday. "The path has been cleared for principal witnesses to testify. Be patriots. Come forward. End this nightmare. Save democracy." Despite the initial spat of boos, Mrs. Trump's speech highlighted her and the administration's efforts to combat the opioid epidemic. "I'm in this fight with you and I'm fighting for you," Mrs. Trump said. "Promoting education and awareness on these issues will always be one of my top priorities. I'm in this fight with you and I'm fighting for you. I encourage you, if you are struggling with addiction right now, reach out for support, whether it's a teacher, parent, friend, grandparent, coach or pastor. Talk to an adult in your life that you trust. It is never too late to ask for help." Additionally, the White House announced this week that President Trump has donated the $100,000 he would be paid in the quarter to the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Health, which oversees federal public health offices and programs. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.